going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Deep ball. And caught. Play. Loveland again.
And he used all 6-5 of this to get 29 yards.
One. Wide open. Touchdown, Loveland.
Warren's got a man, Loveland again, broke one tackle, posted Loveland down the sideline, all the way to the 19-yard line.
Hail, hail Michigan. They are the champions of college football 2023.
That is a great way to bring in our guest. We go to the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. It is John Jansen, the host of Costa and Jansen with Heather on 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit, the Michigan Wolverines radio network analyst. Not a bad draft day for Michigan, despite not having the season they had before. And we're happy to have you on, John. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's great to hear from you guys and excited about what Michigan did in the draft yesterday. Obviously, three first-round picks. Still waiting on Will Johnson, but not really surprised that he's still sitting there. But I know you guys want to chat about Colston Loveland and the Bears, and I'll just start with this. He's going to be very productive on the field. He's going to be great. We'll talk more about that. But this is one of the best kids that I've been around at Michigan. He's a solid kid. He's a great family, great parents, and he's going to be great in the community. So I know the Chicago fans and the Chicago area, they got themselves a gem.
I don't know if you were watching the draft live last night, but if you were, what were your expectations at number 10? Did you think, A, the Bears were going to take a tight end, and did you think that Loveland would be the choice over Tyler Warren?
Well, I figured with Ashton Gentry off the board and the top couple of offensive linemen off the board that they were probably going to go tight end, and I mean, just because of Ben Johnson and the history that I know of him here in Detroit and the utilization of a tight end. I was actually a little surprised it was Colston. I thought Tyler Warren, because of the trick plays, not just on top of utilizing a vertical tight end, but I thought that he provided a little bit more of that to Ben Johnson's offense. But as a pass catcher, I think they got exactly what I expected. It was either going to be 10 or 14, and that's actually ended up, obviously you guys know, where Colston Loveland went at 10 and Tyler Warren at 14 to the Colts.
Well, I think you bring up a good point, John, when you talk about even as a college football observer, especially in the Big Ten, those two guys are in conference, Warren and Loveland. So, you know, you're watching the same tape we are. And for you to say that, having intricate knowledge of Colston Loveland, I think that says a lot about what a lot of people thought. You know, out of the two, if that's what you were going with, what was the best one? And I feel like the Bears definitely drafted based on need when you compare Loveland and Warren's skill sets.
Yeah, and here's the thing about Ben Johnson's offense. And we saw Sam Laporta, another, you know, obviously Big Ten tight end here in Detroit. He loves to be able to get the tight end down the middle. And, in you know, Colson was a little bit limited last year in Michigan's offense. That wasn't because of him. He was the number one receiver. He was the number one target. It was just simply because we didn't have a quarterback to get him the ball. And there was, you know, defenses just ganged up on him because we had no receivers that could get the ball. So if you go back to when J.J. McCarthy was the quarterback at Michigan, that national championship season, and you watch how Michigan utilized him in the offense. They loved to get him the ball down the middle. They loved his ability to get vertical. And on top of that, his ability to adjust his routes. You're not going to find a smarter tight end, a guy that's going to study the game. And we all know when you watch Travis Kelce, when you watch a lot of the best tight ends, they've got a great feel for the defense. And whether it's running through zones or sitting down in a pocket, they really find the way and they understand the feel of it. Sometimes it's more of a feel than it is actually, you know, the read of the defense. As long as you're on the same path or same page as that quarterback, and Colston does all of those things extremely well. And his catch radius, his ability, because he's got a nice wingspan, good concentration. He had a couple of fumbles early in the season last year, but throughout his career, he was as reliable as he got in regards to pass, you know, catching the ball, but also trusted with the ball in his hands.
Talking to John Jansen here on Score Middays, along with Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris. Jansen is the host of Costa and Jansen with Heather on 97.1 The Ticket. Also, Michigan Wolverines radio network analyst. So he's seen plenty of Colston Loveland. What strikes me about him is that he's so young, just turned 21 years old earlier this month. I'm curious as to what you think his detriment is, as far as what can he improve on the most, and what are you excited to see him as far as growth goes?
Well, and I've talked to him a lot about this over his time here at Michigan. It was simply him being able to set the edge in the run game. And I know Cole Kmet is still there, and they'll rely on him to still do some things. But he needs to improve on pad level strength. And it's going to be the same thing, really, at any position. Guys coming out of college, they're going to have to get bigger, faster, stronger to be able to compete at the next level. He's well aware of that. Pad level in the run game, that's where it's going to be. And then, obviously, I talk about him being a student of the game. You're always going to have to be able to recognize defenses. They're much more complicated in the NFL. You've got to recognize blitzes at the line of scrimmage because it changes the route. Everything post-snap is going to change. Those are things he's going to have to continue to work on. But I think the number one thing going into rookie minicamp, going into OTAs, is he's going to have to work on pad level, footwork, setting the edge in the run game.
This segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. John, you're the best person to talk to, given that you've got the Ben Johnson Detroit knowledge and the Michigan knowledge. We were talking about how this may be the most definitive point we've had so far here in Chicago of understanding what this offense is going to look like under Ben Johnson. Like, you know exactly how he's fitting in. The Sam Laporta comps have already started. How do you now envision what you expect to see out of the Bears, knowing that this is a key pick that they had at 10?
Well, everybody knew, whether you're in the division or in the NFL, you watched Chicago over the last few years, whether it was Justin Fields or Caleb Williams, they were under duress, and they addressed the offensive line in free agency. They've done a tremendous job of that. You got maybe one of the best centers, if not the best center. You got Joe Tooney coming over at left. You address the Jonah Jackson at right guard, and obviously, you know, last year with the draft at the right tackle. I wouldn't be surprised to see them do something on the other side, the left tackle here in the second or third rounds. But with the Ben Johnson offense, the tight end is so important, and it will be the run game. We talked about that, but it opens up so much more of what Ben wants to be able to do. He wants to be able to attack at levels, and it's being able to go over the top. It's being able to hit those receivers like Amon-Ra St. Brown that we've got here in Detroit on some of those easy 12, 15-yard outs, but you've got to have a great threat in the middle of that offense with the tight end, and that's where they addressed it with Colston Loveland.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sunday. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I wanted to ask you, because you do follow the Detroit Lions, obviously, how that vantage point is looking right now about Ben Johnson coming to Chicago and what that setup looks like and how that affects the entire division. Kind of one of those moves when you talk about the Lions losing both their offensive coordinator and their defensive coordinator. How does that, if at all, affect the pecking order in your mind of what this division could look like?
Well, I mean, for obviously with the Lions winning the division in the last 2 years, they understand what it takes, but they also understand that, you know, no one's going to remain the same. You've got J.J. McCarthy in the offense under Kevin O'Connell there in Minnesota. They're going to be a constant. They're always going to look to get better. And I don't think we can argue it. It's one of the best, if not the best, receiver in Justin Jefferson, T.J. Hockenson at tight end. These are some high-powered offenses, and you're going to have to score a lot of points in this division to win games. You're going to have to score a lot of points if you get to the playoffs and if you get to the Super Bowl and you're facing the Chiefs or the Bills. You're just going to have a high-powered offense, and you're going to have an offense that's not predictable. And really, until Sam LaPorta came into this offense, if you go back, 3 years, it was an offense where they would take away the middle. You had no weapons, and they found ways to shut down Amon-Ra St. Brown. So, the Bears are doing what they've got to do. They're following the blueprint that they did here by building the offensive line, and the defense in Chicago. That's kind of been one of those things that's been a constant. And I know they addressed it in free agency. It's going to have to be that way, because it's going to be a scoring and a shootout battle in this division.
Oh, absolutely, John. And I want to ask you one more thing about Loveland, because especially with your Michigan connections, we know he had surgery in January to repair the AC joint in his right shoulder. So we're trying to figure out what his timeline is even going to be for training camp, never mind the other stuff that comes before that. Yeah, how much do you think this is really affecting him? He missed, two games to end the season?
He did, and he missed, I think, the USC game earlier in the season. And then, when they were out of it, finally it was a matter of, hey, let's get him healthy. Figure better things in his future. That's the way college football is right now. If you're not going to be in the college football playoffs, I'm no doctor. I had an AC joint when I was in college as well. Didn't require surgery. I would be surprised if he wasn't full go by training camp. And the thing about it, the NFL training camps, as we all know, they're so long. And even if he's not there the first week or the first 2 weeks, it's not going to matter. He's going to do all the work he needs to do to be mentally ready. It's just going to be a matter of, he's going to be a guy that, and I think this of all rookies, you've got to be out there and you've got to feel the speed of the NFL. You got to feel the contact of the NFL. The violence is different than it is in college football. And I really hope that Ben will actually give him a little taste in the preseason. He'll be ready. He's going to have to test out that shoulder, gain confidence himself, but I think he'll be ready to rock and roll.
John, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for giving us the perfect insight, both from the Lions and the Wolverines standpoint, to Colston Loveland.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me, and I look forward to catching up with you guys again soon.
Same
thanks, John.
Here. Yeah, John Jansen, the host of Costa and Jansen with Heather on 97.1 The Ticket, the Michigan Wolverines radio network analyst, joining us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline.